Blog Talk Radio.
Home, Helen Arm, Ministry of Empowerment. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his wonderful name together. Truly, I am so glad that you joined me on today. Yes, you, and all of my friends far and near, I want you to know I am just so excited that you have joined me on today. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad therein. I want to say I'm so excited about you and so excited that you joined me on today. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are going to be in for another wonderful treat as we journey on together today in this session. I tell you, we have an awesome lesson. We're going to be continuing on our series of Laboring in the Vineyard. And we have a beautiful, beautiful session on today. We're going to be talking about faith, prayer, and the supernatural in the 2011. And we're just looking for God to do some wonderful, wonderful things. And I also have my wonderful guest that's going to be on and on today, co-host on today, is none other than Apostle Maud Lewis, all the way from Houston, Texas. And we are excited about her being on the line on today. So welcome aboard, Apostle. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor, and God bless you, Radio Land. It's such a blessing to be on with such a phenomenal woman of God. And I'm excited about our topics today, talking about faith, prayer, and the supernatural. My God, I just can't wait until we get into the Word of God. And God begins to unveil and reveal to us even the hidden things that has been hidden to us but has caused us to come into a faith that we can even believe and yet not just believe but see. So I'm excited today, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so, so welcome. And I am excited. We're going to go ahead and get ready to get started right here in this lesson. And one of the things that I would like for us to do, and I'm going to go ahead and just want to read a couple of scriptures and lay our foundation here, and then we're just going to get right into it. I'm going to ask my Radio Land if you go with me and to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 6, and we're going to look at the scripture in regards about faith. Yes, we're talking about faith, and faith is going to be a key component as the children of God, even living in this time and this era, as well as this generation and this dispensation in which God has so fashioned and allowed us to be in. Now, the scripture said over in Hebrews chapter 11, and that's Hebrews 11 and verse number 6, it said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now let's look at, we're talking about three components today, and we're just going to lay the foundation through the scripture reference, and then we're going to go back and we're just going to expound upon those scripture references and things in regards about just prayer, faith, and the supernatural. Now let's go over to Matthew's chapter number 18. And verse number 18, and we're going to look at that particular scripture, and we're going to read that. And it says on this line, Matthew chapter 18, verses 18 down to, and we're just going to pray all the way, look at all the way to the 22nd. It said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye bind shall be bound on earth, shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall also be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And I'm going to go ahead and stop right there because I believe sufficient as that's being said there about God is being in the midst where there's just two or three that are gathered together in his name. Now, the third component that I'm going to share is the supernatural. And looking up Webster Dictionary, Apostle, this is the dictionary. This is what we came up with. It stated, Webster said, departing from what is usual or normal, especially so as it appears to transcend the laws of nature. And then the next definition is that it attributes to an individual agent. And we know that agent is God himself and things. And so on that note and things and looking at that as our backdrop on today, let us talk about faith, prayer, and the supernatural, even in this day and time and things. And so, Apostle, did you want to elaborate or share? Please.
One thing that I would love to share is like we were talking from the book of Hebrews, talking about the triumph of faith.
Yes.
And that was our first one that you had first read from Hebrews 11:6. And you was letting us know that without it is impossible for us to please him. And so the thing is that what God is saying is a faith is a requirement. You know, it is a requirement to our lifestyle. It is not something that we just have to say, but it is actually a requirement for our lifestyle. This is the only way that we're going to be able to receive the things that God has set in his kingdom for us to receive. Now, the Bible says that the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof. So the thing is, what we have to understand is that even though we are part of this earth, but yet we are most so pilgrims of the kingdom.
Right.
And so God has set an order in the earth for his pilgrims, and this is faith. Faith is an acquirement. Regardless of how I feel, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who cometh to God, first of all, one who cometh to God must believe. You have to believe. There's no way in the world that you have to be an unbeliever and have faith. The Bible says that you must believe first.
Yes.
And so the thing is when you come, you must believe, and you got to believe that he is God and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him. I believe that you told us on Sunday morning, Pastor.
Yes.
And John 1:1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And so when I look at that, I look at faith. I look at faith when it says in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God, he created, but it had to be something that was a requirement in order for the earth to come into a place of where it is today. So I believe that when we talk about this scripture in the 6th chapter of the book of Hebrews, talking about without faith, without the requirement, without understanding who God is, without allowing God to be first in our lives, and how in the world it would be impossible, Pastor, totally impossible for us to please him, because we got to understand that he is the rewarder to them that diligently seek him. I believe the scriptures say, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So I believe that once we hunger after this thing and we begin to understand what God is really saying in faith, faith is not something that's saying, I have faith.
Right.
I have faith. Faith has to be put to action.
Yes.
It has to be moved into action.
Yes. And so I really appreciate how you brought that out, Apostle,
mm-hmm.
and things that you said, a couple of things, if I can go back and reiterate on this,
mm-hmm.
and things you said, faith is a requirement of our life.
It's a requirement.
And, yes. Yes.
It's a must.
Mm-hmm. It's a must. It's a
mm-hmm.
must. And then you said the pilgrims, we're pilgrims of this earth in this kingdom, and it's going to require faith.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pointed out, which was so beautiful, about believing. But
mm-hmm.
you brought out two aspects that I would like for us, if we could, for just a moment, is to expound on that, unpack that, and look at that a little closely as well. You said believe God.
Mm-hmm.
And things, yes. and that he is the rewarder.
Yes.
And I want us to look at, if we could, for just a moment, because I think something that is so key, and you can help me out, Apostle, is
mm-hmm.
that, you know, many times we believe God, we have a belief in God, but could you elaborate just a little bit, a little further for us when we speak in terms of believing God, because we believe that there is God and things.
Right.
But then, too, we got to go to another level of believing that he is, and even
mm-hmm.
is could be even the promise that he said he's going to promise. He is that.
Mm-hmm.
And things,
mm-hmm.
how can we go from just believing that he is God and there is a God in heaven, but how can we make that relevant for us where we're at today?
By trusting him, by trusting,
yes.
trusting his word, trusting his word. His word is his mindset. If God said that he's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, then I have to come to that mindset to understand that I don't have to be concerned about what is going on with me. You know, the Bible teaches
mm-hmm.
us in Matthew, take no thought what you eat, what you drink,
yes.
what you
yes.
wear, because he gave us illustration. He gave us demonstration about the lilies, and he gave us demonstration about the birds. And so why should we be so concerned about things? Because God has already said in his word that he is going to do what he said he's going to do. So the only way that we're going to be able to walk into this thing is that we're going to have to trust him. We're going to have to commit our ways to him. And then the last one is we're going to have to rest in him.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to commit our ways to him. You know, the Bible says that his thoughts are not my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And so the thing is, I've got to change my mindset.
Yes.
I've got to change my mindset to a God-set mind. And so there's only way that I'm going to be able to receive this reward is that I've got to recognize that he's my daddy.
Uh-huh.
He's my father. So if he's my father, then why should I worry? If I need something from my natural father, then I'm going to go to him, and I'm going to look for him to perform what I've asked him to do. So when I go to my heavenly father, but we got to understand, let me back up, we got to understand, he has already said it in his word that he's going to do this. So all I have to do is trust in him.
Yes,
commit
yes.
my ways to him.
Uh-huh.
And rest in him.
Yes.
Those are the things that I have to do. And then once I do that, then guess what? He is the rewarder.
Yes.
He is the rewarder. Why? Because I've learned to trust in him. I've learned to commit myself unto him. My thoughts, my ways. It's not about how I feel. It's not about how I look at a thing, but it's what God says about that thing and how God wants me to walk in that thing and allow that thing to be manifested in my life.
Oh, good. Awesome. Awesome. Let me do for just one moment, Apostle. I want to share with the Radio Land a dictionary definition of faith, or what we're just talking about, of everything that you just said. And I want to share with Radio Land just a few things that we said, and just to affirming what you just spoken unto us.
Mm-hmm.
And thing is, one said is that faith is confidence or trust mm-hmm. in a person or thing. Mm-hmm. Now, the other definition says, and I believe this is where we at, is a belief that is not based on proof.
All right.
And things, and then belief in God mm-hmm. and things, belief in the promises or obligation of loyalty to the promise.
Yes.
And things, and I think that that's a really kind of deep when we bring all of those definitions together is
right.
what God is saying that he is expecting us or he wants us to have that obligation of loyalty to
yes.
his promise. Because
yes.
you was getting ready, you was walking us right into the next thing and things, and we'll get there in just a moment. Again, faith in God, even in
yes.
his teaching, even in
yes.
his doctrine, and even
yes.
into those things that he requiring and things, having that firm faith
yes.
in God. And then faith is a belief, is not based on proof. I mean, you know, he
no.
may say, Helen, I want you to go, Pastor Helen, I want you to go do A, B, and C. Well, I may
right.
not have any proof that that's
right.
going to happen for me, but I just got to trust God that I
that's
heard
it.
Him and
yes.
move forward on what I heard.
Because yes.
right now I don't have the evidence of me.
Right.
Like, for an example, before coming to being a pastor, when he spoke that I was going to be a pastor, well, I had no proof other than him speaking that.
All right.
And I had to move on that believing that I heard what he said. And
right.
then I had to, again, put my confidence and trust in him that
right.
he would do what needs to be done in
right.
and through our lives. And
mm-hmm.
so that's how faith is playing out in our lives. Now, I want to go back real quickly to this point where you was leading us into is going to be the second thing that I was just getting ready to ask you to elaborate on, and which is, again, the definition I'll use. It said the obligation
mm-hmm.
of loyalty to
loyalty.
Promise.
Mm-hmm.
And he's obligated to bringing those things to pass. So a lot
mm-hmm.
of times we put our faith in God, but how many times do we really have come up to, brought our faith up, Apostle, to really believing God to reward us?
Well, the thing is, Pastor, we have not commit all of our ways to him.
Uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh.
if I commit my ways to him,
yes.
then, you know, the thing is that I have become lost in him to a point that when I hear the sound of his voice,
yes.
when I hear the sound of him that sounds like water, then I know without a shadow of a doubt, or when he speaks to me, I know without shadow of a doubt that God is going to do just what he says to do. And
yes.
many times what happened is that because we have not committed our totally self unto God, what happened is we find ourselves in situations that we feel like that God should be instant, like our instant coffee that we put in the microwave
uh-huh.
and bring us out of our situation. And then because we sit there and we say, oh, I should have trust God. Well, the first thing you should have did was committed your ways to him.
Yeah.
You should have committed your thoughts to him. The Bible say, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. We have to understand that even though the Spirit of God is there, which is the supernatural, the anointing of God, the propheticness of God that is there, but nevertheless, there is a human part of us, and this is what we war against. This is what wars against our mindset. This is what causes us to lose hope and to lose our direction and not to allow God to be the complete instrument or the complete instructor of our life and our lifestyle. It's because we always want to go into our mindset. But if we allow God and totally commit ourselves unto God, then a lot of things we wouldn't have to deal with because
mm-hmm.
it would be a full sail because
mm-hmm.
all we do is just ride on the cloud. Okay,
yes.
God, you say do it like this. You say do it like that. So I'm going to just ride on the cloud. But what happens
yes.
is that because things don't work quickly for us and because things don't work fastly for us, then we feel like that, well, I can do it. I'll help God do it.
Right.
But you just lost. You
right.
just lost.
Mm-hmm.
The miracle that God was getting ready to perform and to let you know that he is your God and he has every promise that he said he's going to do. Because, you know, the strangest thing to me, Pastor, is that when we step out of our place and we step into the carnality of our flesh and we begin to exercise something that we feel is faith, but it's not faith in God, what happens, we get ourselves in trouble. And guess what? Faith still has to come and resurrect us and get us out of our situation.
Yeah, and that is so powerful, and things too, Apostle, that is so true. And I think that that's where a lot of time we can get trapped into not receiving that which God really wants to give unto us as the children of God. But I believe that God is just raising our faith to really to believe in him. And one of the things I want to speak also to the radio land and things, sometimes we think that we're not worthy of all that God has for us. You know,
that's
his scripture said that he was going to make us the head and not the tail.
That's
and
right.
I believe firmly that as children of God, that we must spend more time with God in his word so that we can truly begin to be transformed and begin to understand that his thoughts are not our thoughts and begin to gain his thought and seek after his thought, how he's thinking about us, so that we can bring our faith, even our mindset, up to how he's thinking about us. Now, and when we come to that strong and begin to have that strong, unshakable belief in God, even without proof or evidence, we're going to see and we're going to see the rewarding as well as the supernatural and things is another area that we want to talk about, because we have been seeing and witnessing some of the supernatural. And I want
to share
and bring out real briefly some instances in the Bible about supernatural, even healing. The leopard in Galilee, the man with the withered hand in Galilee, and things. The woman who had the issue of blood received her healing. And then the two blind men at Capernaum. And the man blind who was on the other side or outside the temple at Jerusalem. And the ten lepers, the Samaritan lepers, and the blind man that was approaching Jericho, and then blind Bartimaeus at Jericho, and the two blind men departing from Jericho. All these men, they had to have individual and demonstrate their faith. And so sometimes, is it not so, Apostle, that God requires us sometimes to demonstrate our faith? Do you believe that I can
That's
do this?
Because the Bible says faith without works are dead.
Come
so
on
the
now.
The only way that we can show God that we believe God and that we are activating what he has given us and released in us is that we have to understand that we got to show God some works. We got to show God, not only do I believe you, God, but I'm activating this thing so you can understand that I just don't believe you, but I'm going to show you that I believe you. And so, yes, faith without works is dead. And so we've got to bring forth clarity in our works. We have to. We have to believe God to the point to understand that God is a God of supernatural. And what is going on right now is that we have to allow our spirit to come into that place so that God can actually reveal himself to us so that our faith in us can be activated enough to go forth and do the kingdom work that God has required of us in the earth. So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
We have to. We have to demonstrate that faith. We have to.
Yes. And so
we
I remember
to.
One time Apostle God told me, and he told me to share with the precious saints. He said, Helen, I want you to tell the saints that they got to give me something to work with. And I said, wow, Lord, that's profound. He said, mm-hmm. give me something. Tell the people they must give me something to work with. And when we begin to talk with them and share that, God so divinely dropped down, all he wants is our faith.
That's
and he told me, he said, Helen, our faith is like currency in heaven, mm-hmm. just like we have the currency here on earth. God said our currency is like our faith is currency mm-hmm. in heaven. And just mm-hmm. like you invest your money in a CD, your 401k, and the different vehicles that they mm-hmm. have and products mm-hmm. that they have in the financial arena, and that it will bring a return and things mm-hmm. and bring in entrance, he said the more my people put faith in me, the mm-hmm. more that faith is coming back to them and mm-hmm. things to be able to come back to me. Every act of miracle, every mm-hmm. act of supernatural, every act of manifestation and a demonstration and revelation mm-hmm. of the word that have been brought forth, it is mm-hmm. birthed out through the action of their faith. So they're constantly gaining in the spiritual realm, an investment or greater wealth the more we exercise our faith in God. And I said, God, that he said, just like, he said, your faith is like gold.
My God.
And when he showed me that, I said, oh, my God. He said, every time you come to me in prayer, he said, you exercising your faith. And it's like a currency, and you spending and you putting in the investment of that unshakable belief and faith in our Lord. And so that brings me to another place, Apostle. And why don't we please elaborate on the relevancy for our theological implication of praying. What does prayer have to do with all of this?
Prayer causes us to have a open relationship. I know that many times in the dictionary it may say communion with God, but I believe it's an open relationship. I believe that prayer brings us into a fellowship with God. We get to know when we go into prayer, especially when we enter in into the holiness of holiness. I believe that that is God's timing. I believe that that's the timing that God dresses us, and he rehearsed with us, and he began to deal with us about things that he's getting ready to do through us and where he's getting ready to take us. And so I believe that prayer is a type of cleansing. I believe that prayer is a type of purging. You know, I believe that prayer is a type of deliverance, because when we enter in, these are the things that we actually receive. I believe that we come up out of ourselves, for it's the flesh of the bodily form, and we come into a spiritual place with God. So I believe, and when we talk about this in the 18th chapter where you were reading at, Pastor,
yes,
and you were talking about the 18th verse where it says, truly I say unto you, whatsoever you bind on earth,
yeah.
I believe that that's the authority that we have through prayer, that we can loose and bound the things in the earth, and we can loose those things in heaven. And I believe that those things that we release are supernatural things, which are miracles, or healing, or deliverance.
Yes.
And so it says, whatsoever we bind on earth, you know, we bind it in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. I believe that that is the authority that God has given us individually, as well as the church has given us the authority, the power of the Holy Ghost that lives and abides and rules in us. I believe that God allows us to have that authority, that we can call, we can bind those things which need to be bind, which the enemy brings to us, and we can release those things which can be released. And many times it is the strongholds that we have to bind in the earth, and we have to release the victory from heaven. And I believe the scripture that says, again I say unto you, that if any two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done unto them. I believe that this is a unified effort of prayer.
Yes.
That this is when God calls us into a place of unity with him, that we can come into an agreement, just like you and I. You know, you can text me and you can say, we're coming into agreement about this thing. And
right.
That means that once we come into an agreement, heaven immediately opens up and brings forth the readiness of the scroll down and let the devil know. Now, this you cannot touch because it has been an agreement that has taken place in heaven. And so you and whatever you got to go back to hell. I believe that's where it talks about an agreement. And when it says, well, that two or three gather together in my name, and it is important that we understand that this authority has to come through the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Understand that this is the only way that we're going to receive this authority. It has to be through his name. His name describes everything. And so we have to come under his name to be able to come into an agreement. And I believe that it is a type of worship when we come together and we begin to call on the name of Jesus and Jesus begin to come into our midst. I believe that's a type of worship in prayer.
Yeah,
we call on the name of the Lord, and the Lord comes into our midst, and he comes into the agreement, because any time, wherever his name is, wherever his spirit is, the Bible says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So where his name is and his spirit is, there is freedom. And I believe that it comes in first, the 18th verse talks about the authority as one have, or one that the church has. And the 19th verse talks about the unified prayer of where we come together loosened and bound.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 20th verse, it talks about the worshiper, the assembly, the divine presence of God, the fellowship with Christ. So that's why I go back and I say to you, it's a fellowship. It's a relationship.
Yes.
It's more than just a commune with God. It goes deeper than that. You know, it's just like a father and daughter's relationship. That's what it is. It's a son and father's relationship.
And
some intimate things that we can go in prayer. When we go in prayer, there's some intimate things that God tells us. There's some intimate things that he shares with us and things that he shows us and tells us to do. I'm sorry, Pastor. Go ahead.
No. This is very, very good. I just was listening in on what you were sharing. And I was going to say, isn't that the bottom line, though, of him coming back into that right relationship with God and being in right relationship with one another and things is God's whole heart for us as his people, as being reconciled back unto him, being pardoned and bought back and redeemed back into that perfect state where we can come into his presence and commune with him in the coolness of the day and things. And that's where he wants to meet us as his people. And then most of all, he said, well, if you do it, what much more going to happen when I get somebody else to agree with you and you come and touch and then begin to ask. Now, this is what could blow our minds away, is that we ask God anything. Now, that's profound. It said if two of you shall agree on earth touching anything that they shall ask, it said it shall be done for them my Father which is in heaven. And to tap into that principle is almost like tapping into the wealth and things. That's tapping into the greater power, because we come together in a spirit of unity. Now, I believe, too, Apostle, that's where the adversary of our own very own soul will fight individuals, fight marriages, fight relationship, fight family, because he knows the power of agreement.
That's it.
And so if he could wedge division and schism mm-hmm. and ism among relationships that we talked about within through that worship and that
that's
relationship, he knows that he can derail that principle.
Mm-hmm.
But we as children of God, we must grab a hold to the fact of unity and
that's
loyalty
it.
And walking together with one another. Now, the Lord showed me something that was so profound, and I think I shared that with you. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to share with you, as well as the radio land, I seen in a vision a couple of weeks ago after we did our first session that
mm-hmm.
in the spirit realm, God showed us standing shoulders to shoulders
My God.
Kicking doors down and things in the spirit realm. And God was just showing me how much power as well as how effective of us coming together, just
mm-hmm.
unifying and walking together, shoulder
mm-hmm.
to shoulder, face to face, praying and believing God for
that's
the
it.
Same thing. Oh, my Shandarabo. And so, radio land, that power to believe God and to be in unity with the man of God, the woman of God, or who God has called you up under, to being in that spirit of unity, it's going to
mm-hmm.
profit you. You're going to be
that's
blessed
it.
By it,
that's
by
it.
Coming
that's
up
it.
Under subjection and saying, no, I'm going to stand in unity. I may not
mm-hmm.
understand everything, but I'm going to stand in unity that God's sovereign will would be done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I believe God wants us to flow in that
thank
vein.
Yes.
Flow
thank
in
you.
That vein.
Glory to God.
Yes. And so, Apostle, why don't you talk with us as we begin to look at the supernatural. We had some beautiful testimonies, and we talked about some beautiful
God.
Things
yes.
that just blew our minds of the supernatural, what
yes.
God is
yes.
doing right here. We
yes.
recognize the miracle that is in the Old Testament. We honor the miracles that he did in the New Testament. But
yes.
my God, oh my Lord, Obosha, the miracles that he is doing right now is
yes.
just profound. And
it's
let us
profound.
Talk about the supernatural. And we shared just a few minutes ago that the supernatural is departing from what is usual or
mm-hmm.
normal, especially so as to appear to transcend the laws of nature. And let's talk about that, because we've been seeing some things that are transcending
yeah.
the laws
yes,
of nature.
Yes,
oh,
my.
What don't
yes,
you share? What don't you share? Because the Lord gave us a word through you in regards about the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, you kind of talk about it and open me up a little bit, because my mind is still
sure.
What us talking about this prayer. So go and you.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, we can. Well, let us take a step back for just a moment in regards to regards about the prayer, because
mm-hmm.
I believe that in the prayer is key. We
yes.
know it's communing with God.
Yes.
We know that it's vital for relationship
right.
with individual, but most of all, it's vital for us with God, because
yes.
that's the vehicle in which he has established for his people to commune with him, is through the vehicle of prayer, of praying,
right.
communing with him, talking with him, and sucking with him. And
right.
God wants to show us some things. And we are now seeing things in the supernatural. I shared on numerous occasions how that we're starting to see the feathers, the angel
yeah.
feathers
yeah.
In our church. We've seen several. I've seen them in my home, in the chair that I was sitting in, and just seeing the angels. Seen one time outside my bedroom door, the angel wing feathers and things being left there. And these are some of the things that we're seeing. I shared with you the other day how I was sitting in my home and I seen this white light flash through. It was like fire, and I had to get up out of my bedroom and go look to see if my house was on fire because I seen this flash. And then I was sitting here in my office, and I seen that flash again. And I said, oh, my God, let me get up and go look, because I thought I seen fire flow through my home. And I got up and I looked, and it was nothing there, but it was a divine manifestation of God's presence here in my home flowing in. And things, I don't know if it was an angel, but I tell you, it was a flash of fire and things that caught my eye. And I said, oh, my God, what was that? And thing, and it was just a flash, just as quick as you blink your eye. And I said, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And there was one other incident when my sister passed away there in Florida. And I was there by her bedside. But this happened before she passed. I was standing by her bedside, and I tell you, Apostle, I kid you not, I seen right before my eye, it was like the Spirit of the Lord just came right in there and just kind of like just moved quickly, and I said, oh, my God, what was that? And it just seemed like it was just a spirit just moved really quickly, just taking that spirit. And I said, oh, my God, but she was still there. But I seen it in my mind's eye. But so those things that we're seeing, and remember I was sharing with you that God be showing me, has been showing me things through, not so much in prayer, but I may be sitting and it'll flash right across my face, right across my eyes, and seeing that vision. Well, can you elaborate on some of that for us?
Well, the thing is that the closer that we walk in God, and I say in God, because the thing is, you can't see anything in your flesh. The Bible lets you know that. It has to be in the spirit. And the closer we walk in God and the closer we commit ourselves to God, then God begins to reveal himself to us, who he is and what he is. He begins to allow us to see his treasures of gold and his dust of gold and his silver and the jewels and the things that he has. But those jewels represent something. He allows us to come into the holiness of holiness, and he begins to address us and robes and crowns and things of that sort. He allowed his angels to encamp themselves around us. Gabriel, who is the messenger, and Abigail, who is the word of God, who carries a sword, represents the word of God, and Archangel Michael, who comes and does spiritual warfare for us. And so now we're getting ready to see things to be demonstrated in the earth. Now, those of us that are getting closer to God, allowing God to really just take complete control. Whether we're in prayer, but the thing is that you've got to have a dedicated mindset.
Yes.
You've got to be a worshiper. You can't see these things unless you are a true worshiper. Somebody says that the true worshiper must worship God in spirit and in truth. So you have to be able to be a worshiper. Once you are a worshiper, then you will enter in into supernatural places. Self would not even understand. And it's not your flesh that goes in, but it is your spirit, because your flesh would actually burn up, but your spirit goes in and you become totally, totally immersed to the Father. And whatever the Father asks you to do, whatever the Father has instructed for you to do, it is between you and the Father. But you know, we've seen some supernatural things took place in our revival Minister Chandra, who is the assistant pastor, Chicago Glory, how God just put oil in her hand, and how that, you know, God has just been demonstrating his fire and his power, and how Minister Jeremiah was on the keyboard, and all of a sudden the angels of the Lord began to sing through the keyboard. So we've seen so many supernatural things of healing and deliverance through the revival. And God is doing that in this hour. But you must be a true worshiper. Praiser is good, but a worshiper enter in. And a worshiper goes into the holiness of holiness. You have to come from out of the flesh into the spirit. And once you go behind the veil, which is the holiness of holiness, that's when you've entered into the presence of the Lord. And God is just revealing himself now. People are getting their teeth filled. There is an angel that is called Dynasty, and he's going around, but you got to be a worshiper. And he's pulling the teeth where you don't have to go to the dentist.
Come on now.
And I know Radio Land, it may sound crazy to you, but he's got this dentist, this angel that's going around, and he's filling people's teeth with silver and gold. And so the thing is that God is moving in the supernatural. This is the hour of the manifestation of God. This is the hour that we're going to see things sitting down, and all of a sudden you're going to look around. There are going to be angels, host of angels standing around you. You're going to go into your kitchen, and all of a sudden you're going to see some switch within a light. It's an angel. And as you continually to worship God and enter into a greater place with God, he'll begin to show you the angels' faces. He'll begin to allow you to know their names. He'll be able to call them by their name. So we're in that time, woman of God. We're in that time where God is doing supernatural stuff. I'm not talking about delivering you from cancer, but
I'm talking
about God is getting ready to put livers in people. And it's not going to be where you have to have a heart transplant. He's going to have an angel that's going to fix your heart, that hole that is in your heart. You're not going to have to go to the doctor. You're going to go, and the doctor going to say, there's no hole in your heart. But you've got to go into worship. You've got to go into worship. You got to enter into a place with God. You got to sell out. The old saints used to tell us, you got to sell out. You got to totally commit yourself to God.
And that's that loyalty that we talk about.
You got to come from out of your comfort zone, come from out of your thinking ability, and you got to come into the mindset of God and begin to understand what God is saying. And we're not going to understand the supernatural. Everything is not going to be understandable. But one thing we're going to do, we're going to learn how to receive it.
That's true. And that's where the scripture,
where the blessing comes in.
Yes. Amen. And that's where the scripture said faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. How can they hear unless he's been sent? And that's key for us as children of God to be in the house of God. Yes, you can read your Bibles at home and things.
Yes.
God wants
us
to continue to do that. And even if we're confined and can't make it out, God allows these various entities for us and mediums in which we are able to hear the word of the Lord when we're confined and can't get out. But it is his desire that we be in the house of God and things to hear the word of the Lord, because I find,
to take ourselves to symbol together.
Even more so.
Even more so, because we draw strength off of one another.
That's true.
Your testimony. We are overcome by one another's testimony. So when you're testifying, you know, I can be able to understand, well, if God did it for Pastor, how much more he can't do it for me?
That's true.
And many times the enemy tricks us up because he don't want us to enter into the house of God. There's no way in the world that you're going to sit down at your computer and be blessed if you don't enter into the house of God. There's a different type of atmosphere. That's a different type of cordless that goes on in the house of God. That's a different type of sound that goes on in the house of God. So when we come together, we can bind and we can loose, and we can set free, and we come into the unity of the Spirit of God, and that's when we know that where there's two or three gathered together, that God is going to be in our midst. We saw angels in our revival service. The glory of the Lord came
and
brought forth the smoke in our revival.
Yes.
So we know that God took us out of where we were into another place.
The glory cloud.
We had to come into that place. We had to enter into that place. You know, the Bible says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. We have to come out of the outer court into the inner court to be able to receive what God had dropped on us. And so the thing is, the dust, the gold dust, and the things
yes.
that stuff, the robe, that these are things that God is doing. But I want to share to your radio land is that he's not doing it to everybody. He's not showing his glory to everybody. He's not doing that. He's not releasing his glory to everybody because everybody has not sold out. Everybody has not totally committed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you may say, well, woman of God, I get in the word of God. It's a different when you get into the word. When you enter into the word of God, you enter into the mindset of God. So whatever God have you reading, it becomes a partaker of you. It's like you are there as a character. You know, I was looking at something this morning, Brother Jeremiah had, and he was showing me, and he was saying, watch this, I'm going to show you my house. And all of a sudden, when I looked at it, I said, oh, my God, Brother Jeremiah, that's you. He said, yeah, that's me. And it's like, you know, the creativity. And so the same thing with the word of God, it has to become creative in us to the point that it kills off the earthly part of us and it brings forth the supernatural part of us so that we can see as Jesus sees, we can hear as Jesus sees, and we can know as Jesus knows. But everybody's not going to see this, Pastor.
And I believe that. I believe that. I know you mentioned something.
Everybody's not going to see this because you've got to learn how to sell out. You can't serve him today and then do what you want to do the next 15 minutes.
That's
you've
true.
Got to be totally committed unto the Spirit of God. And just like you say, the loyalty of God. Faith is the loyalty of God. Prayer brings us into a unified fellowship and brings us into a totally agreement in the spirit realm so that anything that we ask God, it is already done. The Bible said if you just think that thing, it's already done. And so, but guess what? My spirit must agree to the mindset of the word of God.
And I heard someone say something that was so profound that it's saying in a prayer, it said, God, bind my will to your will. Bind my mind to your mind. Bind my heart to your heart, God. And I thought that was so profound because we do want to bind our mind to God's mind and bind our will to his will and bind our thoughts to his thought. But we want to say before we even get off of here that we have attested and we both have seen a similar miracle. And you said something in regards about extracting the tooth. And I remember very similar to the same thing that happened to you in things that how God extracted this tooth that I had. And I told God, I said, God, I was supposed to be online to go do some prayer session and things. And the night before I was teaching and my mouth was in great pain because it was a wisdom tooth that kind of embedded. And then so that Friday I went to go to get the tooth extracted and at the emergency room at the dentist. And they told me that they couldn't do it. They had I sat there for about an hour, so they said they couldn't do it. They sent me home and told me not to come back until Monday and to go to another place that they can surgically get it out. But before I left, they took a picture of the tooth and so and that it was there. And that's so similar to what you shared. That next morning, Apostle, I got up and I felt something in my mouth. I said, oh, my God, what is this? And I spit out in out of my mouth. It was the tooth where God had extracted the tooth. And I said, oh, my God, God extracted my tooth. And things. But what happened is that I had to believe and go ahead and exercise and do what God had called me to do and things and continue on and believing that God had heard me and that God would take care of it. And so we as children of God, we must believe that he will reward us for our belief. and our trust. And I think
that's
in closing, that's one of the things that I would like to leave with the Radio Land today, Apostle, that God is going to do some supernatural things in and through the life of the children of God. Because His word said that the faith, the just shall live by their faith. And I believe that even in these last days that it's going to take our faith. And in that faith, you are going to, in putting your faith before God, you are going to see the supernatural manifestation of God's power in your life because you're trusting and believing. You're giving your not enough unto God, and He's going to make sure you have just enough. And He's going to provide you with making you the head and not the tail. He's going to bless you, that you're going to overflow with the abundancy, and that you're going to be able to be a giver of giving unto others, because He's just overtaking you and blessing you because you're believing in the power of God. And that doesn't mean that we should not be about our own business and being responsible and doing what we need to do and things, but God, He's going to bring super to our natural and going to cause the supernatural to take place. And so, Apostle, we have about 4 more minutes on the line.
Well,
and things. Please,
Pastor, is that God is already performing supernatural miracles to those that are listening in the Radio Land, because when you run out of your meals and you are a worshiper of God and you begin to thank God for the little drop of meal that you have, the next time that you go to your barrel is full.
Mm-hmm.
And many times I know that the light man may have been come to cut the lights off, and God gives you an opportunity to hold on until you get the money to be able to pay your light bill. That's a miracle right there.
That's
a supernatural miracle
Yes, it is.
I've seen God go into the computer and where folks' credit was messed up, tore up from the floor.
Come on,
and God spoke a word, and the next day, God had me to tell this couple that God is going to clean, your credit is going to be so clean, it's like you have not even bought anything. She called the next day, woman of God, and the lady told her, she said, oh, ain't nothing on your credit. In fact, y'all need to get some credit. And she called me screaming and hollering.
I believe.
I remember the time my mother had died in the service. My mother died. And God had me to walk up to her, open her mouth, decree she shall not die, but she shall live. And
come on,
Apostle. The Lord. Opened up her mouth, blew in her mouth. I did it 3 times, and breath and life came back into my body. So I know that God is a supernatural God. I've seen God take people who have been in wheelchairs and have not been able to walk, and God have had me to lay my hands up on them and just say it in Jesus' name, and before you know it, they were coming up out of those chairs. And so the thing is, God is yet working supernatural. It may not be your supernatural, may not be like our supernatural, but God is yet working some supernatural things in your life. So I admonish you to become even a greater worshiper in God, so that God can even bring supernatural things into your lifestyle that would even invoke your family to a point to say, my God, who is this God that you serve? Maybe I should change my life
to this God that you
serve. And this is what God is going to do in this hour. He's going to let our unbelief family members, unbelief friends and co-workers see the supernatural in our lives to the point that they're going to say, oh, my God, it's going to invoke them to come into a place of giving their life and coming into a place of salvation for the kingdom of God. So I just wanted to admonish the Radio Land to understand, you don't look at how big the supernatural miracle is, just thank Him. Because the Bible says, despise not your small beginnings. It might start small, but the more you enter in, the greater He's going to reveal Himself more and more. So I say, God bless you. And it's been an honor and such a privilege to be here with Pastor. It's been such a great honor.
Yes, and truly it is, Apostle. I tell you, I thank God for you, and I thank God for you just sharing your wisdom with the people of God and what God is doing in and through your life. And we're just so excited, Radio Land, as to what God is going to do in and through your life, and that you're going to have to be just like the woman at the well. She after she came into the encounter with Jesus, and Jesus spoke unto her heart, she had to leave her water pot and run back into the city and to share with everybody of what Jesus had done. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is going to bless you, and you're going to have to leave your water pot at your location and run back to your city and tell your nation and your community what Jesus has done for you. And you're going to tell them, come to church, or come and see a man. Oh, my God. He's going to do it for you. And in our closing, we pray God's blessings upon you, that God will strengthen your faith and undergird you as never before. And so in my closing, I would like to say, if you don't have it, God got it, and you one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you, according to Matthew 7:7. And truly, it's been a blessing to be with you in your home, your places of abode. And until we meet again, we are laborers in the vineyard together.
Thank you,
Jesus. My God, my God. And so on behalf of Apostle Maude Lewis and myself, Dr. Helen R., we say God bless you is our prayer.
Amen. God bless you, Radio Land. God bless you.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.